This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
On the line with us, Rhea, why don't you do the honors here for NovaCare, Doctor?
Dr. Matthew Volz, Delaware orthopedic specialist in North Wilmington and Stanton, certified athletic trainer, strength and conditioning specialist, team doctor for the Delaware Blue Coats. Here's the cool thing. Dr. Volz was a catcher on the University of Delaware baseball team. He was in four NCAA tournaments.
Wow.
Go to DellOrtho.com for more info.
Hey, doctor, welcome to our show. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Before we get started, I wanted to say this really quickly. I think I speak for a lot of the listeners as a longtime fan that I really enjoyed the show that you and Al and Rhea and Joe Wechter have produced over the years. And I grew up in a radio family, so I know there's a lot more that goes into it than just showing up and talking sports into a microphone. So there's a lot of work that goes into it, and we're truly going to miss this crew in the morning show. And at the same time, I wanted to wish you the very best for a happy and healthy retirement. So thank you and congratulations, Angela. I appreciate it.
Doctor, thank you for the kind words and all the great people at NovaCare. I just want to say, over the years, I think Al will confirm this. Man, have we provided a ton of great medical information.
Oh, yeah, we're absolutely.
We haven't even needed the doctors, really, Al.
Listen, I'm not even the best doctor in my house. I got to be honest with you. I mean, only when I agree with everybody. So
there was one significant injury. He left the game. It did not look too serious. Yeah. Quez Watkins hurt his shoulder, but it sounded like it wasn't that bad. What could that be? Have any idea what that would be, Doc?
Probably some of the most common things that we'll see for, a shoulder injury that doesn't require a long time being out will be kind of a jarring of the joint. So a lot of times we'll see people that, have something that resembles like a stinger. And really what happens is you have a blow to the shoulder and the ball and socket joint kind of shifts. It kind of gives you a numbness or tingling feeling to it. And then it recovers pretty quickly, and as long as your strength is good, we can get you back out there pretty quickly and you can play. So, they probably would list it as like a shoulder contusion or something along those lines, but, that would probably be my guess, especially if he's saying that, hey, I'm going to be back, pretty quickly. So,
hey, Doc, here's the thing. All right, this is the biggest opponent the Eagles face the rest of the year. It's the potential for injury. Garoppolo, three times in his career, his season has been cut short. He broke a bone in his foot. He's done. The Cowboys lost their starting cornerback, Anthony Brown. Are you more susceptible to injury, Doc, later in the schedule? Is it more likely you would get hurt then?
That's kind of the million-dollar question for sports medicine at this point, right? I mean, you've seen the shift in the paradigm for training where it used to be a lot of volume, heavy intensity all through the year, and now we're kind of shifting to kind of less is more. I think when it comes to the acute traumatic injuries, kind of the ones that you're discussing there, I don't know that really the time of the season has a whole lot to do with that. I think those are just kind of wrong place, wrong time type of injuries. I think more of the soft tissue injuries are kind of the ones that we're looking to limit. I hate to use the phrase load management, but I mean that's kind of what you're looking at, and you're going from early in the season, you're trying to prepare your body for the rigors of the season, and then once you get in later to the season, now you're looking at it and saying, how do I keep sharp without the volume? So now you're looking at quality of reps versus quantity. So, from that standpoint, I don't know that those guys would have necessarily had any different outcome had it been September versus December. But if you start getting in some of the soft tissue injuries, hamstrings, things of that nature, quad injuries, groin injuries, that stuff, that might play a little bit more into it in terms of the volume and where you are in the season.
Well, everybody say their prayers. Doc, what you say it is, a lot of it is luck, right? You got to be lucky.
I mean, we see it every year because, I mean, you know, in every sport, when you think about it, I mean, everybody's a copycat league. They're all kind of doing the same things. And why do some teams have more injuries than others? I mean, there's probably more variables than we can count. But yeah, right now, I mean, for the Eagles, it's probably a combination of great genetics, age of the athletes, and good luck. And we'll ride the wave of good luck right now and hopefully ride it all the way to the Super Bowl.
Thank you and all the great doctors at NovaCare, Dr. Baltz. And I want to say, Al, that also a major factor is what I championed at the very beginning of the season.